Oh.
Welcome to the Smack Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm not having you, you're having me.
Oh, true. Well,
we're having each other.
Yeah. Come on, relax, love.
Yes.
Oh, you warm instantly from a
Oh, yeah,
smoke.
Jesus Christ. I was in the Antarctic, and suddenly, fucking Mordor rocked up.
Fucking
I'm sweating. I'm so...
Sweating like a fat lass in Lycra?
No, sweating like Michael Jackson at a Wiggles concert.
Yeah, because he's dancing.
Dancing his ass off. I mean, fruit salad. What a banger.
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy.
All right, so I want to talk to you about AI, Instagram, you know, the beauty type websites that girls are trying to sell themselves on and things like that.
Like dating websites and stuff as well?
Yeah, getting to that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Dating websites in particular. As a man, how the hell can you trust website images now? Or like dating app images?
You want a response?
Yeah.
Fuck, you can't. Like, oh man, I don't go on any of these sites, right? Not anymore, because Jesus Christ, it's not worth it.
It shows.
I'm waiting for that guy to pat me up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait.
He's not going to pat you up. He's going to pat you down.
I'm taking a stick to the bank just to get patted down. I'm ready. That's how single I am. Holy shit. Preferably a lady. Oh, man. Close your eyes. It's all the same. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't trust anything. Anything that's like unless, until you see someone face to face, and even then, because makeup is the OG AI doctoring.
It really is. But it's real time though. Like you rock up and you'll see her wearing makeup just like she's wearing in the photo.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. But like I need more specific. Like in what contrast to the AI girls, whatever. Like give me the example.
Okay. So when we were at Samantha's, you know, my wife's wedding, her brother's wedding. She was putting me in frame to do a selfie on Snapchat to send out to all of her friends.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this photo and everything looks okay. Then she presses the record button to take the snap. So she presses the button to take the photo.
Yeah, I've chatted snaps before.
And this thing, I see this thing like go wash over my face on camera and my beard gets all digitized.
What?
And it made me look like a cartoon for a second.
Yeah.
And then it went to some kind of fabulous version of me that didn't look like me at all. I just couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, that's not me. Like, what the fuck?
And you're saying that women or men.
Anyone.
Or dogs. Some dogs out there. Jesus.
What would a dog website be called?
Oh, fuck. I just had it and I lost it.
I reckon a cat one would be called Tuna.
Tuna?
Yeah. Like, because you're going to tuna, but Tuna.
I reckon the dog one could be called Horsley.
Horsley?
Horsley. Like, dog paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like...
Or boner.
one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two. And you just, you know... Oh, I don't want to get too much... Oh, fuck it.
That's rough.
And that's rough. And they, you know, they put dogs in, like, spiked gold collars. And here's a video of Rexy eating peanut butter off the ground. And some people are going to be like, oh my God, baby, talk to me dirty. Like, people can be fucked up like that. Like, it's a true thing. Oh, now I'm thinking about weird dog
things. Well, we have digressed a long way. But to close it off, you think Horsley?
Horsley. Yeah, 100%. And then for gay dogs, could be Boner.
Yeah. Like Grinder, but
Boner. Yeah. I wouldn't know, mate.
Why dog? Because dogs like eating bone.
Yeah, they bone. They eat bones, they bone.
You don't want Grindr.
They get boners.
You ever seen Grindr before? I swear I saw you on Grindr last time I scrolled through it.
No, I don't know on any sites. I don't even know. Grindr's like the gay one, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't actually.
What if it was like chippies? Like looking, oh, I've got some metal that needs grinded. And they're like, oh, but I don't have one. Oh, here's Russell. He's fucking 30 kilometers away. He's just bought a new grinder last week. Wants to test it out.
Do you mean like if you needed a grinder?
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't there a thing for that?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, why does it have to be for hookups? It could be to hook up other stuff.
Exactly. I don't know
how. Maybe not drugs.
Yeah.
But.
Not plugging.
Actually, I think there is a hookup site for drugs.
Oh, isn't that kind of like back markety or whatever?
No. Like they use
onion
it in site? Canada and US and things like that.
Oh, right.
No, not onion sites. I think they're naughty ones.
Yeah. They're like the dark web.
Okay, so yeah, so they're using these like AI doctored photos.
Yeah.
And like, I'm telling you, they're getting rid of all the freckles.
Yeah.
Their nose changes shape. The chin changes shape. Their hair looks different. Everything's completely different.
Oh, it's like you said, like it digitized your beard. and you have a lovely beard, mind you. And then what made it cartoony and look completely different?
Yeah, like it turned into a, like you, instead of looking like a normal, it looked like yeah, it made it look like a regular person's hair on their head. And beards aren't meant to look like that. No.
Imagine if your pubes were like the hairs. You would have pube dresses.
And will pubes have a set length, surely?
I don't know.
But imagine if it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
There would be people taking grooming lessons.
Yeah.
They'd have sideburns down their balls.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually have a legitimate front curtain as a woman.
Yeah, it's like the chest hair down to your ball fro. And then she started fucking me.
Imagine if all your hair was, you'd be like Cousin It from the Addams Family. Have you seen that?
Maybe that's what he has.
Yeah.
These doctored photos. I'm stuck on this dog thing. Like, come on. There's no need for that. Like, I saw a fucking article the other day from America. What a shock. That, like, some chick was just fucking her dog. Like, cheating on her boyfriend and with a dog. An actual dog.
Wait, can you cheat on someone with a dog?
I don't know.
Like, would that even be counted as cheating? Was it her dog?
Okay, here's a question for the fucking listeners. Is it still considered cheating if they're not of the same species?
Yeah, so if an alien came down.
Exactly, this is where I was getting to.
If an alien came down, then you could have sexual relations with that alien.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question, actually, about that. So pose that to the audience, but I'll pose this to you.
Yeah.
If it was a man alien that came down, so their species was called men, but it was a woman-looking alien. To us, it looked everything looked female.
I see.
But it was a man, you know, it was the provider, had the deep voice.
Yeah, how you going? Zip-zop.
Yeah, zip-zop. Would you fuck zip-zop?
I'd be like, I coming back? He says, no. I go, I'm fucking in.
No, you get to come.
Oh, I have to come back?
Actually, let's say, because that's just, it's just a woman really to you.
Yeah.
What if it was like the men had the vagina, like everything was reversed. Men had the vaginas.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, let's go with that. Men had vaginas.
Yeah, but they're an alien.
But they're an alien, like.
Yeah. Do they still look like men, though? Or do they look like aliens?
Oh, they look like men.
Really? Okay, yeah. So.
But they're much more feminine.
Species.
Yeah.
So they're, oh man, they got ladyboys in Thailand.
Yeah.
That could just be fucking aliens.
Could be just aliens.
Like, they're like, oh, we found the perfect place to practice in secret.
Practice in secret, slowly take over the human race from Thailand.
I mean, if it still works, do they still have like, okay, men's is rolling up. So I'm just going to answer my own question and say that yes, they do still have titties, but they just look like feminine men, but they're actually the females of an alien race. I mean, fuck it. You close your eyes, everything feels the same. No titties? You're kidding.
Oh.
But they have the pussy.
Let's just say they're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
But they're half our size, maybe four feet tall. So not quite half.
You're getting into real Epstein territory, my friend.
They're 4 feet tall men with vaginas.
4 feet tall. Like, I couldn't. Because I'd be like, oh, that's tiny, like a fucking child.
All proportions. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's too small.
Yeah.
That's far too small. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. 5 foot. And let's go with the body frame of a woman, like the skeletal frame of a woman.
Feminine body.
Yep.
Yeah.
But with masculine features, so pecs, maybe beer gut, depends on, you know, might have a dad bod type alien.
Yeah, but okay.
And but no penis, only vagina, because obviously that's your preference.
Exactly.
Which is why I'm using that.
I think it's the, and then this has been doctored and it's actually just a bloke. And then we reroute back to the original question.
Boom.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, because it's
not what I'm attracted to. It's not just like, oh, any holes are gold.
That's right. It's feminine qualities that you want. Right. Okay.
The squish.
I don't know how we got there.
You know.
Dr. Squeezer.
Yeah. I don't trust any. If I see like any kind of brand thing that has like people modeling something, you just know it's doctored. You just know it's been fucked with. Like, I've seen some of these AI generated photos where the AI just like puts together a person.
Yeah.
And it looks like a real fucking person. But, and they're hot.
Yeah. But the dating part.
Hmm.
The dating side of it.
Oh, man. Like,
almost everyone's going to have some kind of editing in their photos.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did it when I was in a dating website like 15 years ago or whatever. Like,
I don't think I edited when I was on Tinder yonks ago. I don't think I edited anything. Because it was like half the photos were just me hanging with my dogs. And there's one of me wearing a really shit shirt. And my profile is the Pina Colada song, but I seduce you. It's marketing genius.
Did the Pina Colada song play on it?
No, because it's just like photos and a swipey thing. well, I don't know if it still is that. It could be like, here's the top 1% of my penis.
I can't remember what I used, like what app I used. I know Tinder was one at one point. But
Tinder's been around since 2012, 13.
Yeah, it would have been around 2013 that I was using it.
Yeah.
Because it was like fresh.
It was fresh.
Fresh, brand new. It wasn't quite a hookup page yet.
Me and like other boys that you would know, we would just chat to chicks that were fucking 9,000 kilometers away.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of effort. There was enough in Newcastle as it was.
Yeah, but like, we're not to hook up with them, just to like...
Just say g'day.
How you going? And, you know, they've heard that tits down under look different. We just need to compare the pair.
I guess they're also looking at that distance away.
Exactly,
as well.
And they think it's funny.
Well, yeah, well, so when I was on those websites,
mm-hmm.
like it might have just been, oh, geez, my teeth don't look as white as I want them to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like a one touch, you know, the magic wand kind of thing on your photos that you could do with Instagram or whatever it was.
I don't know. I've never done it.
Filter that makes colors brighter.
I know, like sepia tone or something.
Well, sepia makes things look older.
Yeah, it's like
more
grayscale.
Antique.
I don't know.
Sepia's got like the brownish sort of tea bag effect, whereas chrome is.
No, I wouldn't really know. I've like edited photos to make them funny. On Snapchat, we used to do that with Lav.
Exactly, yeah. How do you know what's real, what's not?
Well,
is Lav really eating that Snickers? No, yeah, Lav is eating that Snickers.
Is Lav really just a man head on top of a bag of manure?
Yeah.
I don't know, sometimes.
He is.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it was always like a thing, right? Because they call it touch-up.
Yes, that's what it was, touch-up.
Yeah.
Touch-up.
But now I think it's just gone way overboard, especially if you're in like a dating site. Like your personal preference is like what you're looking for, unless you're like a degenerate and you are an any holes a goal type of guy or girl with a dick. who knows? It's like you're searching for what gets you going, and then like people just doctor photos. So you're going to see doctored photos that don't appeal to you, and you're like, oh, nah, and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you meet this person and it's fucking like Randy Jackson from fucking American Idol.
Like if it were me and I was scrolling through photos,
yeah,
I think now I can recognize when photos are fake or not.
No, I'm oblivious. I have no clue.
Well, Sam shows me a picture of a girl on Instagram. She'll be like, oh, look at this girl. Isn't she hot? And I'm like, no, I can see that she's got all of these things in front of her face that look like filters.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like a normal human. And I know that no one is that beautiful.
No.
No one's that.
Oh.
Like almost every chick now wants to look like Megan Fox did in that Transformers movie when she pulls up the bottle.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
But have you seen Megan Fox now? She looks terrible. Well, I mean, not terrible.
It's all the cat surgery, right?
That
we spoke about on...
Yeah, the plastic surgeries aren't going to age well in these people because they're applying a look how they want to look now, not thinking how they're going to age. You know?
Yeah, and then they fix it up and then they doctor it. And then
they have to get it again.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Lindsay Lohan today, and she looks like Lindsay Lohan from Mean Girls. And in between that, she did not look like Lindsay Lohan from Mean Girls. She was, like, drug-fucked. And then I guess she had a kid and, like, turned it around. Like, there's no way you just have a kid, turn it around, and suddenly you got your fucking 22-year-old face back.
It's a really good she.
And where's the other twin from The Parent Trap? Surely that's not one child. You can't fool me, Disney.
There's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
They were actually twins.
I reckon they're one person.
Hey, they could have saved money and just got a regular kid.
Yeah. Why did you have to get Mary Kate
and Ashley?
And Ashley. You could have just got Mary Kate.
Oh, hell, what a show.
I think I remember watching them in something, but they were definitely teenagers.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
I think they've like gone away from the public so much. I don't think they're as famous or as big as they used to be.
I don't think they'd have to be because I remember they were doing like songs. They had like Nickelodeon or Disney on lockdown.
They've probably got clothing lines now.
Clothing lines, perfume lines. And then if you're smart, and you just fucking whoop whoop, bish bash bosh, disappear, and then pop back up. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, they don't need to worry about shit. All right, so are you scared at all of how it's going to impact you? Because you're a single man.
I am a single man. Tell you what, homie, it's tough out there, especially when you don't do anything and you don't go anywhere and you're not on any dating sites. Yeah, the interaction with women is minimal. Sometimes in the right light, I catch myself. And I go, hey, girl, what's... And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's me. Almost have like a Buffalo Bill moment.
But then... Having a girlfriend is also work.
Fuck yeah. Bitches are crazy.
Like, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
More so in the beginning 12 months than the second 12 months, I think. That was like, imagine when you first get with this girl and become girlfriend boyfriends.
Yeah.
You date often. Like, it's not a once a week thing.
No, no, you see like 2, 3, 4 times a week, depending on your circumstance, right?
Yeah. And you don't want to game all the time because, you know, she doesn't want to marry a gamer, potentially.
Exactly. What if I go pro? She doesn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Maybe it's bad when you hide things.
Maybe it's
bad. So whilst we're saying it's bad to hide how you look, maybe like we're hiding how we act.
How we act. Yeah. That is true.
It's deep. Well, I don't like it.
Yeah, me either.
I don't like how they do it.
I can't. It's like this, man, I wish we recorded this, but when I brought up, I think it was to Sam, your wife, long time friend, like old-timey English was direct to the point. Your words scorn me, woman.
Mm.
And now you're just like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Someone said something mean. You're like, haha. Whereas before, you're like, listen here, bar wench. The words that you bisque out of your mouth scorn me with the burn of 1,000 suns. I heavily dislike you and will not mingle with you further.
Yeah, when you used to tell someone, I don't like you,
yeah,
they would care about that.
Yeah, they would. They'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you're just irrelevant.
Yeah, they just say that. And then I'm like, I don't remember your fucking name, cunt.
Yeah.
Relevant? What is relevant?
You just want civil niceties, right?
I'll tell you what's relevant. Oxygen, water, money, unfortunately. That's relevant. Just because you can get your cunt out on the internet. Some people
Ooh.
Fucking paid you money for it.
Ooh.
Fuck off.
Ooh. I don't understand the paying for porn thing. I
mean, you can Google titties right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The best part is you can just go see the same ones if they're the ones you want to fucking find.
Maybe it's not the titties. Maybe it's the connection.
Parasocial?
I don't know what that means.
Holy shit. It's like, okay, I'm gonna throw out a fucking scenario. You like jerking it to one specific and you can't get it up. Can't fucking have a quick sneaky wank if it's not this one particular.
What?
You become attached to them, but they have no idea you fucking exist.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing with like those e-girls that stream and
oh,
like
yeah.
people will pay money to do something. Like I remember seeing a post, some guy was like, oh, some chick's just like, oh, my number one subscriber bought me a fucking Dodge Charger.
Wow.
Here's me and my boyfriend in it. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like
me and my boyfriend.
Yeah. Because like obviously she's taken. But like girls don't say this on the internet because they know they can grind money. Because men are parasocial because we're lonely beings.
I did have a thought while you were saying that. Maybe it's not a sexual thing so much as like a yearning to be loved.
Oh, 100%.
And they think that this girl is out there streaming games on the internet.
Just for them.
Just for them. Like they found her first kind of thing.
Yeah.
And those people that find them first, they hang on and mm-hmm. become the sugar daddies.
And there it is.
It's the...
And that's yeah. why you're irrelevant.
Well, that... Is money, man.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to fucking sift through the sludge that is online dating. Like, can't we just go back to, like, when things were cheap and you go out and you meet someone and you're like, oh, fuck, you seem all right? Because people could talk. Remember talking to someone and actually explaining, communicating how you feel? Like, oh, fuck, I think you were fucking, you know, pretty all right, love.
It was, I remember it.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
It was very frightening. But once it was out, you felt free.
It enabled you to grow a bit quicker, probably. Like now that I think about that. Yeah, like meeting people at parties.
Yeah.
You couldn't meet someone online and hide behind like a, okay, no worries, and a wink face.
Yeah.
You had to
interact.
Yeah.
Social.
It wasn't for too long, though, because text messaging came in when I was like 18-ish.
Yeah.
And
like streamlined. I remember doing the fucking 5555.
Yeah, that stuff.
And the streamline text and kind of took away from that. But even like...
Once Apple joined the scene?
Yeah.
Maybe Apple's... It's things like Apple that caused the downfall of the Roman Empire.
I'll tell you what, if Apple was around then...
We are slowly becoming non-able to have honest conversations with each other. It's all digitized.
Are we going to get assassinated now?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Or abducted.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, so to finish it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wrap it up.
I have to...
I'm gonna fall apart in tangent for years.
Oh, we can have more smoke breaks.
Oh yeah,
but to finish off this smoke break.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what I want to do is pose you a would you rather?
Oh fuck!
Type
okay.
question.
I'd move backwards if you know you know. Just have a drink after it's done.
Once it's done, it's done.
It's done. At least you're not going forwards, you sick bastard.
Mm, yeah, you definitely would. It's just punishment that way.
It's just punishment. Like, how'd you find yourself in that scenario anyway? Anyway.
You say that's very victim-shaming mentality.
Oh, exactly.
There.
What happened? You fell on... Like, how many soaps on the floor can you slip on to get into that position?
Why are you in the shower?
Exactly. Yeah.
Would you rather marry the woman that you see a picture of her online? You commit to marrying this woman before you've actually met her.
Oh, fuck. Righto. That's crazy.
She looks beautiful.
All right.
but you are aware somewhere down the future, you are aware that AI, it's heavily AI doctored.
Okay.
So you're not really too sure what she looks like.
Okay. And what's option B or my other?
Your option B, your alternative is that you can marry this other woman.
Huh.
You get to choose from a group of 10 of them. So there's plenty of them. And
yeah.
you're guaranteed to get someone that you like because yeah. they're all the different personality types. But they're a bit shy on the old face.
What do you mean shy on the old face?
I mean, they're not like, I don't know, they're all fives.
Five is average.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking average.
Oh, let's go a four then.
Oh, righto. I don't know about that. I think I might just kill myself. What if they had like, oh, I can't say that.
All the girls that you can choose from, they all look like...
Meth dealers. Wait, meth dealers or meth doers?
Meth doer daughters.
Oh.
They all look like meth doer daughters.
Well, now we're into a different territory, mate. I would pick them, 100%.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I guess because... Let me guess. Because you wouldn't want to date someone who would doctor their photo.
True.
Yes.
Oh, would you?
I like that.
Who cares what you fucking... Like, as long as like, oh, fuck, I don't know. Actually, a lot of people can't do that. I mean, it doesn't matter what you look like. Don't present a facade to everyone else. No point in that.
How you feel on the inside and how you are on the inside has a lot to do with how people perceive you on the outside as well.
Exactly. It's like if people like you, I think this is proven. This could be bullshit, actually. I might just be making this up. But if people like what you're saying, like their brain registers that they're like, or they see you more beautifully. Because you know when you see someone you don't like and you're like, look at that ugly.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Whereas with people you do like, you're like, oh.
Especially if it's someone that you don't know and they're immediately saying something that doesn't.
Resonates with you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, what's your name? And they're like, oh, Mary. And you're like, you're right, Mary. And then someone comes over and goes, oh, fucking Mary. Fucking ugly bitch. And you look at it and you're like, nah, Mary's cool. He likes chugging beers.
Hmm. Well, I was going to go the other way. Like when someone immediately says something that gets you off.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, oh.
Ooh, I'm like, get away from me, dude.
You never, like if it's this amazing looking woman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking 10, like model.
Yeah.
Says something nasty to you. You will immediately look at the worst feature that that person has. You'll be a much harsher critic than even they are themselves.
Exactly.
You'll find, like, you'll be like, well, let's look at your
what's
fucking
up,
nose.
What's up your ass, plastic man? Nah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, fuck that. Like, people who just, like, constantly edit everything. Like, why? Why can't you just be happy in your own skin?
You're going to edit the podcast?
Oh, fuck. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a hypocrite. And anything I say in the future now is now fucking null and void.
We're just talking about editing your own self-looks.
Yeah, self-looks. Don't doctor your photos. Unless you're putting like bunny ears behind someone. Or like drawing a cock on it.
Can I make Yuki more white?
Yeah, this would be funny.
I actually can't be bothered fucking doctoring photos anymore. It's too much effort. I just take the photo and boom, it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, it used to be something.
Yeah, unless you're making it funny. Like drawing a cock and putting Nav's face in a pile of shit.
Yes, Snapchats. Drawing on Snapchats.
Oh, yeah, drawing
count.
On Snapchat. That's a necessity. But that's not doctoring. Someone's not going to see a funny photo of a poorly drawn penis on your face and go, oh, Mems has got it, mate.
He's actually got a penis on his face.
Yeah. And he looks hot with one on there. I'm going to make that mine. I guess that's how people think.
That dick.
Gonna get that dick. You're gonna get that dick. Anyway,
I'm going to get me some meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, it was a good time. Peace.